local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening. We appreciate it. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Hoping we can have a repeat of yesterday, which saw pretty much smooth sailing over the course of the 3 hours. So obviously the weather may have something to say about that, but let's hope we get through the afternoon unscathed. We'll check in with Austin in just a couple of minutes for our traffic and weather update for the first time this hour. We do start with our top three stories. As always, today, California is sending members of its National Guard to Texas to help in wildfire efforts. The airborne teams are part of an effort to fight the massive wildfire still in the panhandle. It's become the largest in state history. Governor Greg Abbott took a tour by helicopter today.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
And Abbott says that the fire is now only 15% contained. Today, of course, Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the election nominating cycle for 2024. We have 16 states and American Samoa at the polls. A big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who I said yesterday would be her last stand today.
It's not normal when Joe Biden calls his opponents fascists and Donald Trump calls his opponents vermin. None of that is normal.
Number of delegates at stake make up for about a third of the total delegates available. So we'll see here as the evening progresses. We should have some poll results here throughout the show, as I believe the first polls should close within an hour and a half or 2 hours. And in Arizona, Senator Kyrsten Sinema will not seek re-election. The Independent made that announcement today.
Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year.
She won her seat in 2018 as a Democrat, but announced she was leaving the party in 2022. So now Arizona's seat could help change the landscape of the Senate, where Democrats hold a slim majority. 4:15 right now. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. What's the situation on the roads?
I'll let you know. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Joe, you mentioned yesterday there was a pretty smooth sailing day. There's not any traffic accidents being reported on the roads right now, but we do have several busy spots to get into here. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards, what's this road here? Plainfield Avenue. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Plainfield, we've got some backups there. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, as usual, giving us some problems. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, we've got some heavy issues there. Same can be said about Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, we've got some stuff on North Davis Highway, especially if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 and maybe a little bit at the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. Outside of Pensacola, you're going to see the biggest issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. And on Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got the typical evening traffic causing backups right before that bridge there.
Cloudy weather through tonight with an overnight low of about 60. I'd look for some fog again to develop. It's going to be kind of a soupy night, humid again. So fog during the overnight hours and right on into Wednesday morning certainly could slow things down. Now we'll see the clouds clear during the day Wednesday. So morning cloud cover, afternoon sun, and warm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Slightly cooler Wednesday night with lows in the upper 50s. And I want to look ahead to Friday. That's when we've got a chance for rain. Probably the most likely time for that rain will be Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms are expected. Some may be strong. That's something we're going to be watching for. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan, for 792.3. Taking a look at our top local headlines today, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons announcing a murder from 1998 has been solved thanks to improving technology, and the ongoing work of investigators through their annual cold case symposiums. Today, Simmons announced 44-year-old Donald Holmes is being charged with the murder of Stephen Davis, who was shot in the Winn-Dixie parking lot on Navy Boulevard on August 26th of that year. Simmons says at the time, investigators had a fingerprint with Davis's blood but weren't able to process it.
We knew that the blood was the victim's blood. We knew the blood was Stephen's blood, but we couldn't get the detail that we needed from this particular fingerprint. But we tried. We tried not once, not twice. We tried three different times, but we weren't able to get, based on technology that was available to us, we weren't able to get the detail that we needed.
And Simmons says that Holmes is currently in the Florida State Prison serving 20 years for a home invasion robbery in 2012. He will be brought back to Escambia County to face the murder charge. Also, an inmate that had been on the lam for almost a week here is now back in custody. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Corey Culver was found near L Street and Fairfield Drive, very close to the work release center where he escaped last Wednesday. Since October, he had been serving a one-year sentence for a robbery in Okaloosa County. Now he's charged with battery on a law enforcement officer and escaping, and is being held on no bond. As the demolishing, as the demolishing of the Malcolm Young Gym remains tied up in court, Pensacola city leaders are still moving forward with figuring out how the planned affordable housing developments there could work. During yesterday's CRA meeting, it was recommended that 12 homes on the property be built on a 99-year community land trust.
You know, you could have an affordable housing product, an attainable housing product that doesn't have the teeth or the shelf life to keep it within that realm. So it may start as that, and then after 5 years or 10 years, depending on whatever limitations are put in it, is right back in the market rate.
And Mayor Reeves says the 99-year land trust would ensure that the homes remain affordable and couldn't simply be flipped at market rate by whoever gets into the home first. Also, funeral arrangements announced today for Santa Rosa Sheriff Sergeant James Conkle. He died last Thursday at the age of 46 after an illness. Visitation starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at Pace Assembly of God, followed by a 12 p.m. service. And after that, a law enforcement escort will travel to Baghdad Mill Site Park for final honors. Residents are advised to expect delays during the escort in that area. 420, we'll take a break there. We've got state and national headlines still to come. Off and running on a Tuesday, Pensacola right now.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk tomorrow at 10:30 for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's first show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Air conditioner filters of every size, hard-to-find fasteners and plumbing connectors, nails by the piece, and pest control options that work specifically for rats.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. Summer is just around the corner, and we are thrilled to offer Explore Summer Camps to provide weeks of fun and education for your school-age children to enjoy. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we share the many camps available this year and how you can get your camper signed up. Tune in this Thursday at 9 a.m. to learn more. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Spent a lot of time unpacking the Supreme Court unanimous decision that Trump could not be removed from the presidential ballot by the state Supreme Court of Colorado, but that he could be removed by Congress if they so chose. We also talked about the trouble that the Escambia County School District is having with FEMA and getting reimbursed from Sally damages, and talked about the newly revised version of the social media age ban bill that's working its way through Tallahassee. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. No traffic incidents so far, luckily. We did just have some busy spots on the roads that are still giving us trouble currently. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, we've got some heavy backups there that are basically going to have you backed up to I-10. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road near University Parkway, we've got some issues at that intersection there. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, is going to give you some backups as well. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street is looking kind of rough at the moment, and so is Mobile Highway now if you are traveling northbound, especially towards West Michigan Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Other spots where you've got some issues are mainly going to be on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. And, of course, downtown Pensacola, the SBC tournament underway today. So
yes.
I know there's some night sessions, as there are typically in these conference tournaments, so I might see an uptick in people downtown, visitors especially from other schools, so make sure that they are safe downtown.
Cloudy weather through tonight with an overnight low of about 60. I'd look for some fog again to develop. It's going to be kind of a soupy night, humid again. So fog during the overnight hours and right on into Wednesday morning certainly could slow things down. Now we'll see the clouds clear during the day Wednesday. So morning cloud cover, afternoon sun, and warm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Slightly cooler Wednesday night with lows in the upper 50s. And I want to look ahead to Friday. That's when we've got a chance for rain. Probably the most likely time for that rain will be Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms are expected. Some may be strong. That's something we're going to be watching for. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 426 now, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the Sunshine State today. Lawmakers are on track to approve a new budget as House and Senate negotiators publish their proposal today, allowing time for a mandatory 72-hour cooling-off period before they vote on Friday and call it a session. The plan would allocate millions for water and sewer projects, give state employees a 3% raise, and support a toll relief program.
And a federal appeals court is blocking part of Florida's so-called Stop Woke Law. A three-judge panel of the Atlanta-based 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court's ruling against a law that restricts workplace training about race-based issues. The judges said the law violates businesses' constitutional right to free speech. A spokesman for Governor Ron DeSantis says that the state is considering a possible appeal.
Jewish day schools in Florida could or should soon now be able to count on additional state money to help cover security costs.
Since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, the Jewish community institutions nationwide have reported an increase of 290% related incidents since last year. This includes several Florida Jewish day schools who have received swatting emails and phone calls.
And the full Senate unanimously passed Joe Gruder's bill, which would allow lawmakers to keep replenishing the funds whenever they're needed. It's already passed the House, so now it's to Governor DeSantis.
And Florida is cracking down on people who are planning to cause trouble during spring break. Speaking of DeSantis, he says there will be an increased police presence at vacation hotspots such as Miami Beach, Panama City, and Daytona Beach.
Florida is a very welcoming state. What we don't welcome is criminal activity. What we don't welcome is mayhem. And make no mistake about it, if you're committing crimes, causing havoc, you are going to pay the price.
More than a dozen law enforcement agencies have asked for a total of 140 state troopers to help them throughout the break. DeSantis says he will honor the requests and grant bonuses for police.
Parrotheads could have a new way to honor the late Jimmy Buffett. The Senate passed a bill that would create the new specialty license plates. One of them would read Margaritaville. Money for that raised for that particular license plate would go to Singing for Change's charity. The bill also includes specialty plates for Universal Orlando, aviation, recycling, and boating. Look, Austin, I don't know if you are this cool, but okay. As a specialty plate owner myself, there is a certain aura, a certain distinction, a certain just
vibe, yeah.
Vibe that you have when you're driving around, just knowing that everybody that you pass is checking out your specialty plate. So if you are not on board, I would encourage you to do so.
Well, I didn't even know that Jimmy Buffett fans are called parrot heads until just now. Oh, well, I never knew that. But I have, I'm lame. I have a standard Florida State license plate. Oh,
okay.
The legendary voice of the Seminoles will be immortalized. The Florida Association of Broadcasters yesterday revealed the names of the nine people that will be the first members of the Florida Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And one of them is the legendary Gene Deckerhoff. He was the voice of FSU football, men's basketball, and baseball for years until he retired in 2022.
I'm a little surprised that you allow yourself to have a Florida State license plate.
Why? Well, when I say Florida State, I mean like just like
it's just the state, just the generic one. Okay.
No, I think I used to have like a Florida State thing framing it because the truck that I have is my dad's former truck and he's an FSU guy.
That makes more sense.
I got that plague off my truck pretty soon.
All right. 4:30, that'll do it for the first half hour. We're back with national headlines to look at what's happening around the world of sports. Do we know how many pairs of tickets we have to give away today?
Just one.
Just one pair. All right. Maybe we'll do it this hour. Maybe not. Stay tuned.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump hoping for a big boost in delegates when polls close in 15 GOP primary contests this Super Tuesday.
The Trump campaign is telling me that they hope to walk away with more than 1,000 delegates tonight. That includes the more than 200 that Trump is walking into Super Tuesday with. And they're hoping to clinch this thing 1 week from today. Trump says Nikki Haley has absolutely no path ahead.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, but the former South Carolina governor telling Republican voters sticking with Trump is not good for the party.
We lost in 2018. We lost in 2020. We lost in 2022. I was just in Michigan, and since Donald Trump became president in 2016, they lost the governor's mansion. They lost the state house.
Speaking to Fox News, Nikki Haley is yet to win any state primaries, though she recently got a victory in Washington, D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Sharp decline on Wall Street today with Apple, Netflix, and Microsoft weighing on markets. All three major averages were down more than 1%. Dow Jones Industrial lost 404 points to 38,585. The S&P 500 down 52 to 5078. And the NASDAQ fell 268 points to 15,939. Bitcoin, though, did hit an all-time high today. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November of 2021. And the Biden administration today announced that credit card late fees are now capped at $8, according to the CFPB. That could save families more than $10 billion a year. With a look at your money now on News Radio 92.3, I'm Joe Ford.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Easter, Angelina's Supper Club, jazz at Jackson's, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. Kenny Pickett will never be the franchise quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin shouldn't go into the season with Pickett as QB1 when they could sign Russell Wilson to a cheap one-year deal or trade a second-round pick to Chicago for Justin Fields. And if Michael Penix Jr. falls out of the top 15, Pittsburgh could snag him with the 20th pick of the first round. Regardless as to which option you prefer, all three are better than rolling with Kenny in 2024. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious, power through your day medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil Severe Honey. DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Throughout our history.
But now the Soviet Union has taken a radical and an aggressive new step. It's using its great military power against a relatively defenseless nation.
Presidents have delivered the annual State of the Union Address.
This administration declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
President Biden will give his third State of the Union Address Thursday at 8 p.m., along with the Republican rebuttal by Alabama Senator Katie Britt on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just after 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we'll start with North Davis Highway. We got a lot of backups in that area there. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis towards I-10, we've got some pretty heavy backups in that area. Luckily, no confirmation of a traffic incident, though. Also have some backups if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, and keeping with the theme of 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards, what road is this here? Giddy Lane. I can't remember Guidy. How you say that. Giddy, gotcha. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Giddy Lane, we've got some issues in that area as well. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther. These are just typical evening traffic mix-ups here. And then lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got some backups just behind that bridge there.
Cloudy weather through tonight with an overnight low of about 60. I'd look for some fog again to develop. It's going to be kind of a soupy night, humid again. So fog during the overnight hours and right on into Wednesday morning certainly could slow things down. Now we'll see the clouds clear during the day Wednesday. So morning cloud cover, afternoon sun, and warm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Slightly cooler Wednesday night with lows in the upper 50s. And I want to look ahead to Friday. That's when we've got a chance for rain. Probably the most likely time for that rain will be Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms are expected. Some may be strong. That's something we're going to be watching for. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 437 here at News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of today's top three stories. California now sending members of its National Guard to Texas to help with the wildfire effort. So far, it's only 15% contained. Airborne teams are helping out there from California. Super Tuesday is today. Results coming tonight in 16 states and American Samoa as well. Like we talked about yesterday, I am predicting a concession speech and withdrawal from the race tonight at some point from Nikki Haley. I wouldn't be terribly shocked if she didn't. I'm just saying it's going to be over after that. And Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona senator, an independent, is not seeking re-election. She announced that today. She won her seat as a Democrat in 2018, then left the party in 2022. So now this seat becomes a key race in 2024 with the Democrats holding a slim majority in the Senate there. Those are our top three stories. Also in national headlines today, the Supreme Court is temporarily blocking the Texas immigration law at the request of the Biden administration. The law would allow police to arrest migrants who have illegally crossed the southern border and impose criminal penalties. Justice Samuel Alito issued an order that froze a lower court decision that would have let the law go into effect on Sunday.
And five people are dead following a single-engine plane crash last night in Nashville. Authorities report that the pilot radioed for clearance for an emergency landing at John C. Toon Airport shortly after 7:30, but then informed the tower they were not going to make it. The aircraft ended up going down along an interstate highway.
Jury selection started today in the trial of the school shooter's father in Michigan. James Crumbly is facing four charges of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of students at the hands of his son, Ethan, at Oxford High School. Of course, his wife and Ethan's mother, Jennifer, was convicted last month on the same charges.
And a Georgia DA not far from Fulton County says that she has important information regarding the timeline of Fonnie Willis's romantic relationship with special counselor, or rather, prosecutor Nathan Wade, and she's offering to testify about it. That's according to Donald Trump's defense team, who's trying to get Willis thrown off of his election interference case. Cobb County Prosecutor Cindy Yeager says that testimony from Wade's former business partner was misleading and contradicts what he told her in person, which is that Willis and Wade started dating back in 2019.
4:40 now at News Radio 92.3. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we've got some doubleheaders in basketball tonight. We'll start with the very high-profile one on the NBA. That's on TNT. We've got the Boston Celtics at the Cleveland Cavaliers. That game's going to tip off at 6:30. That's the Celtics, who are the best team in the league right now, and the Cavaliers, who are third seed currently in the Eastern Conference, and followed by Suns at Nuggets at 9 o'clock. Obviously, Nuggets are the defending champs, and they're the 3 seed, I believe. Suns are the 6 seed. So high-profile games there for sure. And in college basketball, we've got two doubleheaders tonight. First one on ESPN, number 16, Alabama at Florida at 6 o'clock. That's going to be followed by Kansas State at number 14, Kansas at 8. And then on the CBS Sports Network, we've got one that begins as ESPN ends. Number 25, Dayton at St. Louis at 8 o'clock, followed by number 21, San Diego State at UNLV at 10. And keeping with college basketball, because this is very noteworthy, the Dartmouth men's basketball team voted Tuesday to join its local service employees union. The move comes after a regional director of the National Labor Relations Board declared the players employees of their school. The players say they hope fellow Ivy League teams will do the same to establish a, quote, conference-wide collective bargaining unit. Predictably, this raises large questions around the road that college athletics as a business is heading down.
Yeah. It's kind of the wild, wild west as far as NIL goes.
Right.
You keep having the NCAA being shot down in court over a violation of antitrust laws about all of their rules. And so, yeah, I think this is a rapidly changing landscape here. There's over the years, especially I would say within the last probably 10, 15, ever since Ed O'Bannon with the name, image, and likeness thing came down, there have been talks about this sort of thing with a unionizing. Right. I remember Northwestern a couple years ago, I think, was one school that was, or players from that school that were looking into it. I don't remember that anything came out of it. My initial vibe on this is that that's kind of the same thing here, but I don't know. I think that now that players are able to individually go about making their own money and, you know, I don't know, maybe they're okay with that. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know the legalities and financial processes of NIL and stuff. It would not surprise me at all if this snowballed into something bigger that we saw bigger teams doing. Because obviously Ivy League is small when looking at, Kentucky SEC basketball.
Sure.
Right. But it's still a pretty high level, both academically and athletically. So
yeah,
you can definitely go down a pretty hasty road there. Fox Sports says that Caitlin Clark's record-setting game against Ohio State on Sunday was the most watched women's regular season game this century. Sunday's audience peaked at more than 4 million viewers, one of which was Joe Ford. The previous record belonged to UConn, Tennessee back in 1999. It was also the second most watched game, men's or women's, behind only the Michigan State-Arizona game on Thanksgiving that followed the Lions-Packers game on Fox.
Yeah, I'm honored to be a part of the history there and glad to have played my part. NFL notes the deadline for today has now come and gone for NFL teams to use the franchise tag on players that are set to become free agents. Some notable names: Saquon Barkley not getting the franchise tag, so he's hitting free agency.
Ooh.
The Buccaneers did not tag Baker Mayfield. The Bears did tag cornerback Jalen Johnson.
Yes.
And then the Colts tagged Michael Pittman, the wide receiver.
Which we kind of figured after last week was probably going to happen.
So, you know, right now it's really kind of a placeholder because teams that tag players get like 4.5 months to negotiate on a new contract. And so that's the expectation for, I think, a lot of these teams there. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And then the other big news that came out kind of around when our show started, I think, was yesterday, the Broncos releasing Russell Wilson. The move means that they'll have to take on an $85 million dead cap hit over the next 2 years, and they owe him $39 million this coming season.
$85 million in dead money. Wasn't that like a record?
Probably.
Yeah. My goodness. What are we doing?
Yeah, what an awful, awful trade that was for them.
Oh, for sure. 4:45 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. No traffic incidents from what I can see. Just a lot of heavy backups here and there. Started with North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards I-10 going past Creighton Road, we've got some issues in that area. Also at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups there as well. Pine Forest Road, as per usual, driving northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some heavy backups there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, giving us the typical evening issues. Same can be said if you are traveling on Navarre Parkway, coming westbound from Mary Esther and then maybe a little bit past Windhaven Beach, though that has died down significantly. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to have some trouble getting over that bridge.
The weather overnight will be cloudy, and it looks like some fog is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. Low temp of about 60. During the day Wednesday, we'll start with clouds, but we should have some sunshine by the afternoon hours, and that'll help to warm things way up into the mid to upper 70s. All right, I want to jump ahead. We've got a good chance for rain that arrives on Friday night, and Saturday. Some of those storms may be strong. We'll watch it for you. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:46 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Rough morning for Facebook and Instagram users, which is not everybody, but almost everybody. Meta experiencing an outage that lasted for, I want to say, an hour, hour and a half or so with Facebook. I think Instagram was a little longer, but I'm not on Instagram. Users attempting to log onto the sites were saying that they had been logged out and other error messages. Meta apologized, said the technical issues was resolved. So I would imagine all of us now are back on Facebook and just, you know, enjoying life again.
Yeah, Instagram did. I don't recall it causing me much issues. I remember getting the whole, like, login thing from Facebook. Credit card late fees are now capped at $8. It's a part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration to get rid of junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that the new regulation will save families more than $10 billion a year. It applies to large credit card issuers with more than a million accounts, which represent more than 95% of total outstanding credit card debt.
All right. Also here, Bitcoin, we talked about this in Your Money Now, hitting an all-time high today, over $68,800 for the first time since November of 2021. It's more than tripled since January of last year when it was trading under $20,000.
My goodness. And Krispy Kreme is giving away two free original glazed donuts for Super Tuesday. Anyone who visits the store today will be able to get these sweet treats with no purchase necessary.
And the first birth control pill approved in the U.S. for over-the-counter use will be available later this month. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
It's called Opill, and it's manufactured by Perrigo, a U.S. healthcare company based in Michigan. The contraceptive, which studies show is 98% effective if taken as directed, will cost $20 for a one-month supply, $50 for a three-month supply. It'll be available online and at select pharmacies, including CVS and Walgreens, for pre-ordering as early as this week. Opill isn't new. It was FDA-approved for prescription use way back in 1970. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
All right, thank you. And finally, if you are in the mood for some celebrating for Super Tuesday today, you can head to your local Krispy Kreme as they're giving away two free original glazed donuts. No purchase necessary.
Thank you, Joe. Moving on.
Was there a problem?
Oh, well, I had already read it, but I wasn't.
You know what? I was so excited.
Yeah.
That it happened. Done twice,
yes.
Just in case somebody just joined in and the first thing they hear is, hey, I can go to Krispy Kreme for two free donuts. Thank you to Joe Ford for that.
But yeah, taking credit. But if you did hear the story twice, let the record show you don't get two
for pairs each
of donuts. Yeah, you just get two. And that's it. Some quick pop culture notes here. House of the Dragon Season 2 is set to debut on HBO in June. The launch month for the Game of Thrones spinoff series was revealed by Warner Bros. Discovery yesterday, but no exact date has been confirmed. The show takes place 200 years before the events of the original series and is based on George R.R. Martin's book, Fire and Blood.
And we told you about this last week. The restaurant booth featured in The Sopranos finale has brought big bucks on eBay. Holston's in Bloomfield put the booth up for auction as they're going through renovations. It includes the booth, divider, and plaque that reads Reserved for The Sopranos. They were hoping to get 10 grand. Last week, we said that that had already eclipsed that. Ended up selling for more than $82,000,
more than enough
to pay for their entire renovation.
Well, that's awesome. And Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are finally ready to deliver the next installment of the Bad Boys saga. Both actors announced filming for Bad Boys 4 has officially wrapped in a joint Instagram post. The caption reads, "Wrapped. See y'all June 7th.
Also, Jamie Foxx is apparently ready to talk about his mysterious medical emergency that he had last April, but he'll do it in his own way in a stand-up comedy special. No word exactly yet on when he'll be hitting the stage. 4:50 right now. Austin, I know we have a pair of tickets to give away for the Sunbelt Conference Tournament. What are the details on that?
I will pull it up right here. My bad. One moment. Here we go. Yes, it's a pair of tickets to the Sunbelt Conference Tournament for March 9th. So that is
Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Oh, getting to the good ones here.
Yeah, two games, men's quarterfinal. They're going to be at 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Bay Center.
So when does it end on Sunday?
I am not sure. I mean, the quarterfinals.
The quarterfinals are ending on Saturday. If they're on Saturday.
But then we got semifinals.
Have semis and final on the same day. Maybe it lasts till Monday.
I'm not sure. I went last year, but I don't remember anything.
March 5th through the 11th. So, yeah, it does go to Monday. So, there you go.
All right.
Well, let's see. The first teams that played today, Coastal Carolina and South Alabama on the women's side. No, my mistake. That was the second game. The first game was Georgia Southern beating Texas State 72-70. First person to text in, Georgia Southern gets that pair of tickets. 850-437-1620.
Want to be a winner? Send in the name of a winner. That's smart.
Wacky stories and good news next.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Luckily, no traffic incidents so far. Well, that's a lie. I just now looked at the map again. We do have one. It's at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and University Parkway, but it does not appear to be causing much, if any, issues, so I wouldn't worry about it right now, but we will keep an eye on it. Just got some busy intersections right now. If you're traveling on Mobile Highway near North Blue Angel Parkway, got some backups there. A little bit at North Davis Highway and Creighton Road near I-10. North Palafox Street and Burgess Road as well. That's looking kind of rough. Also on Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, got some backups in that area as well. Outside of that, it's just typical evening traffic on Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
All right, taking a final look at the forecast this hour. We're sitting right now at 66 degrees to have rain falling overcast. That's going to continue through the overnight hour, 61 for the low. Patchy fog early Wednesday and then clearing out for mostly sunny skies and a bit warmer, close to 80 degrees. I haven't said that in a while. Mostly clear overnight Wednesday, a very nice 57 degrees with clear skies and more sunshine on tap for Thursday, 76. That's what's coming up there. 4:55 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some wackier stuff in the news today. Austin, a very good Florida man story for you.
All righty.
A Florida man flew more than 4,000 miles to camp outside an astrophysicist's office at Oxford University in the hopes that she would be his Valentine.
All right.
47-year-old Augustine Lopez is undergoing trial this week on stalking charges. Prosecutors say he learned about Dr. Rebecca Smethurst through her YouTube channel. In addition to sending her a flurry of messages, he decided he'd fly out there and even had his bag sent to her office after landing at Heathrow Airport. Investigators say he had no hotel reservation and had a can of mace on him, maybe in case she said no. I'm not sure.
You know, sometimes I feel sorry for those people because it's like, where do you get so delusional that you think you can just stalk somebody and they'll love you or something? But then you hear about the can of mace. And then that's when I say, okay, you're just psychotic. Get away from me. A 33-year-old man is facing an attempted Grand Theft Auto charge after trying and failing to steal a self-driving taxi in downtown L.A. on Saturday night. The guy actually hailed the Waymo car, apparently knowing that it was fully autonomous. But instead of just riding in the car, he climbed into the driver's seat and tried to hijack it by putting the car into quote-unquote drive.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. Waymo realized he was trying to mess with the car, so a representative actually talked to him through the car's speakers and told him to leave. He wouldn't, so the rep called the cops. He was still inside the car when police arrived to arrest him.
Caught with your pants down is mostly just a saying, but it can happen literally too. Cops in Lakewood, Colorado got a call about a burglary in progress last week at around 4 in the morning and ended up arresting the suspect while he was sitting on the john. They apparently tracked him back to his home with the help of a drone, and chest cam footage of them in his apartment shows guns drawn, and when they open the door to the bathroom, there he is, sitting on the commode in the dark with his pants around his ankles.
Oh, that's nice. And chances are we think that we're cool. I can think of someone who does. A poll of 30,000 Americans asked the question, do you think you're cool? 53% said yes. 29% said no way. 17% said they're not sure. Joe, where do you stand on this?
Austin, I don't think I'm cool.
You know you're cool.
I know I am.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that coming. And I physically convulsed for those listening. I know you.
I know.
Just use your imagination.
I know other people did too.
I got a cold chill down my spine.
That's right.
I wouldn't say I'm cool. I wouldn't say I'm not cool either. I think I'm pretty average.
No, I agree.
Yeah. some good news.
No offense.
Here.
Or actually, yes, all the offense.
Yeah, good news here. A woman on a flight to Thailand went into labor in an airplane bathroom, and the pilot delivered the baby. He turned the controls over to his co-pilot, found the woman in active labor, and delivered the kid without any problems. The mom and baby are both doing fantastic.
A Grubhub driver in Virginia delivered somebody's lunch to an animal shelter last month and left with a dog. It was a weekend, so he had his 5-year-old daughter with him while he made his delivery. She saw a black and white pit bull mix in the front window named Jihu and fell in love. He'd been there a while. The shelter says their average dog gets adopted in 24 days. Jihu, though, had been there about 8 months.
Meant
to be.
Well, I think it's just, you know, I think some people are afraid of pit bulls. And maybe, how old did they say how old the dog was?
Five, no, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, then that may play a role in it, too.
Good for Jihu. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.